Let's say good morning to Raymond Ellison. Raymond Ellison is from 5K Events, Director of Community Engagement and Events. You're the guy. We're going to chat here, find out what's going on. Before we even start any of this, I'm happy to say that all those contract negotiations, all done, in the books, finished, complete. You guys are running the place.
Oh, yeah. All done.
Okay, good. And that includes Rotary Park, a.k.a. Festival Park, Festival Hall, the actual building, and Memorial Hall down the block, where 100 years ago this December, WRJN had its first broadcast.
Wow.
100 years on December 6th, 1926. We had our first broadcast at Memorial Hall. The same exact building you're looking at now. There's no difference. Probably the same stage for all I know.
Oh, yeah.
And, that was our first. We had an orchestra on stage, and that was the first time 100 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of us feel like that. You know, we try to get up, our backs hurt. It's been 100 years. We have a ton of events coming up, and let's chat first what's going on right now. Fish Fest, Salmonorama.
Oh, yeah.
We just had the folks in the other day. Salmonorama going on, and it's back on the Rotary Park grounds now.
Yeah. So we actually have an event tonight with Salmonorama. They're going all the way through Sunday. If you come on down, we're going to have our Racing's Got Talent broadcasting today. So you'll see a lot of youth. They'll be participating in this event and then potentially earning a brick at the Festival Hall grounds.
Do we have talent?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah, of course we do. I was watching somebody posted some videos online of one of the bands playing there. And I said, let me see what's going on there. And all these people are dancing on the grass. Now, this was on the big stage they have, not the concrete stage. Mm-hmm. This was the stage they have in the, I don't know what you call that stage, but you know what I'm talking about?
Under the tip?
No, the standalone one.
Oh, right. The main stage.
The main stage. Which is just a couple of years old. Hasn't been there that long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Salmonorama runs through the 19th. That's the big one. Pickle Day is coming up. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. So Pickle Day, that's a part of our farmer's market. So every Saturday we have our farmer's market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We get the community from Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Burlington, from all over to come on down and, you know, just to support the vendors.
Yeah, I went to the farmer's market about 2 weeks ago. We went there. It was on Juneteenth Day.
Oh, yeah.
And what I didn't know was I couldn't get back across Main Street for another hour.
Yep.
I said to the cop, how long is this going to last? He goes, about an hour. How do I get across the street? He says, you don't.
Yep.
So I went back to the farmer's market. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I can't get across the street. Yeah, that's a very good thing, the farmer's market. RFM, Racine Farmer's Market. See, I'm not that slow. I can figure what RFM is. And that runs all the way through October?
Correct.
Okay, that's good because all the new crops will be harvested during the fall and they'll have it there. August 1st. Well, we're talking about August already, huh? Racine Riverfest. What's that about?
Yeah, so the Riverfest, it's a collaboration of events on the waterfront. It'll be starting and ending at Rotary Park. So if you're interested, come on down and enjoy some fun on the river.
Yeah. Wow. August already. August 8th, Cluster Trucks and Jazz Fest. Oh, the food trucks you're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be a host of food trucks. So it'll be like a taste of Racine while also listening to jazz music. So it's another event to get the community to come down and see what Rotary Park is about and see what 5K is about.
When did food trucks become so big? I mean, in the last few years,
yeah,
there are food trucks everywhere. And these are major restaurants which bring their food on the road.
Oh, yeah.
I see the Pico's truck all now. I love Pico's restaurant.
Oh, me too.
And they bring the food truck on the road.
Oh, yeah. There's some pretty good food trucks.
Yeah. All right. That's August 8th, August 15th. TLW Barzar, 91st anniversary of the Racine Tavern League, 91 years. Huh?
Oh yeah.
All right, and that's at Rotary Park.
Yep.
And what's involved in that? Do you know?
Yeah, so you'll have a bunch of different bars coming on down, and they'll basically have like a what we call it at the farmers market, a tasted tent, where you can go to the different locations inside of the park and taste different beverages that they have to showcase.
Wow. Okay. The Career and Resource Fair for people that are either looking for jobs or were kicked out of the house until they get a job. We have the Career and Resource Fair, and that's coming up August 15th. Local employers, all sizes, expanding your horizons and all types of jobs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And that's August 15th. Racine Farmers Market, Corn on the Cob Day. Now we're talking, August 22nd.
Oh, yeah, so that's another day where you guys can come down. So going throughout the end of the year, we're going to be broadcasting every Saturday with something major. So we had the pickle day, we're going to have the corn day, and so on and so forth, soon to be apple day as well. So,
see, but corn on the cob, I get that taste between my teeth.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the first two teeth really rip the corn off.
You got to get some nice butter on it.
Yeah, there's a hurdle here, a little space between my teeth, but I love corn on the cob. Oh, my dad, when we used to go on road trips when I was a kid, if he saw a farmer's field, he used to pull over and rip some corn and eat it raw right off the cob. And I said, first of all, it's pretty hard on your teeth.
Yeah.
He said, but you haven't had it till you ripped it right off the stem. Of course, the farmer, I'm sure, loved him go stealing his corn off the thing.
Right.
But he used to pull over to the side of the road and just rip off one and then throw it on the ground, and that was the end of that. I said, but you're throwing it out there. He said, other birds will eat the rest.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thanks, Dad. All right. Apple Day, we just mentioned that briefly. We're seeing Farmer's Market Apple Day. Do you know I never had an apple in my life?
Really? We'll have to bring some down?
No. I've had professionals try to get me to eat apples. No amateur like you is going to get me to eat them. There were a lot of foods I never had. Never had a beer.
Oh.
Never had a cigarette. Never had a cup of coffee. Never tasted coffee. Never had an apple. Never had a pear. Quite a few things I never
had.
This
New York thing?
No, it's just I just never wanted it. I mean, my wife eats fruits and vegetables like there's no tomorrow. My kid does. I just never appealed to me.
Wow.
Little Debbie cakes appear.
Oh, me too.
that's what I like. All right, September 5th, Bacon 5 Kegs and Racine Farmers Market Salsa Showdown. What is that?
Yeah, so it's...
that's a run.
Yep, our 17th annual. That's our runner walk. And then also bacon, salsa, and beer, and that'd be at Rotary Park. So starting there, just like most of our 5K events, our runs, it'll start at Rotary Park, and also it'll make our way back down to have some bacon, some salsa, and some beer.
Bacon. We have a comedian on the air. He says, you can take the worst foods in the world, wrap it in bacon, and people will eat it. They'll say, bippity boppity bacon. As long as water chestnuts. Who's going to eat a water chestnut? Nobody.
Nobody.
Wrap bacon around it, and all of a sudden,
everyone,
it's a meal.
Yeah.
People love it. All right, coming up on September 18th, the NAACP Freedom Fund Banquet. That's going to be a festival hall. Still working out details of that, right?
Yep. So they'll have actually Jamal Bryan, who is a nationally known preacher and activist. He'll be the speaker for that event, and he'll be kicking that off on that day.
And one more before the break here, only because I love spuds, potatoes. We're seeing Farmers Market Spud Fest. It's all about the potato.
It's all about the potatoes. That's our potato day.
Sitting home right now on my kitchen counter is about 15 or 16 potatoes.
Wow.
Because we have guests coming over for dinner on Friday night. My wife's making a whole big thing. But I'm looking at them for the last 2 days after they've been washed. They're sitting out there. And I wanted to just take one. Slice it up. But I know she counted how many are there.
Yeah.
I mean, she can just take one look. And
one short for dinner.
One's busy. That's the one you're not getting. Talking to Raymond Ellison from 5K Events. And a lot of stuff coming up. I see the calendar got filled up again since last time you guys were here. And let's continue on with all the events. Of course, Salmonorama going on now through the 19th. If you don't like fishing and you never fished before, it doesn't matter. They got a festival of events right there on the grounds. Yeah. With music, food, and something I'd probably do well at, a little fishing pond they set up.
Oh, yeah.
I could probably do that.
You know, I tried the other day. It wasn't biting. They weren't biting for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but someone else caught something.
Is it, you put bait on there?
Oh, yeah.
What did you put on?
You know, I think I had some little breadcrumbs on there.
Oh, great. I could do breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
I don't like to kill a worm to put him on my thing. I don't like killing anything. And
it's just a worm.
It's something alive.
Okay.
We have a bug catcher at home. So if there's a bug in the house, we put this over the bug. Trap door closes. We open it up outside, let him go. We don't kill him because I don't want to kill any living thing. Unless it's a mosquito and he bites me.
Oh, there we go.
Then you get it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you attacked me. But other than that, I don't kill anything.
Well, down at 5K, they know I'm the fly killer.
Oh, you're the fly killer? I can't kill anything. Yeah. It's alive. I don't know if he's got a family. I don't know what he's going. All right, I don't know if he's got an event to go to this weekend. Maybe he's going to the Terry Art Show. What's that about?
Yeah, so coming up in September, the details are still being planned out, but there's going to be an art show going on for 2 days. It's going to showcase major artists from Racine, Kenosha, and also other counties as well.
This is good. Stand down for the for America's Vets.
Oh, yeah. So Racine County's Veterans Expo. So that'll be happening at Festival Hall and also our Rotary Park.
Do you sometimes slip and say Festival Park?
Yeah. Sometimes it's a habit.
It's Rotary Park, but people know it as Festival Park.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I'll let you get away with it. The Policeman's Ball. All right.
That, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So the Policeman's Ball. So they're coming down to Festival Hall this year. It's where, you know, all of the officers, they have a time to get together, to have fun outside of their uniform and just enjoy time with each other.
Oh, that is good. Support our people in blue. You can't say men in blue because there are women in blue as right. well. So, and you know, out of all the jobs out there, I wouldn't want that one because you got to make split-second decisions.
Oh, yeah.
And you can make the wrong one.
Life-changing decisions.
Yeah, well. And I wouldn't want to do that. Oh, yeah. And, yeah. Plus, you got to deal with the public.
Oh, yeah.
As you recall from an earlier conversation, I don't deal well with the public.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's the Policeman's Ball. That's coming up October 10th. The First Brigade Band is coming in October 17th. This should be fun. Polkas, waltzes, the whole the works, Scottish music. Oh, it should be good.
Oh, yeah. I think there's going to be a very good event at Memorial Hall.
Got Fall Fest coming up. I can't believe we're talking about Fall Fest here.
Oh, yeah.
October 24th, pumpkins, German beer, farmer's market. Because it still runs through October, and that's going to run Fall Fest, and that's October 24th. I like you get a big pumpkin over here. Coming Together Racine, celebrating the First Nations caretakers of the land. What's that about, October 24th?
Yeah, so that'll be at our festival hall. It's where you can get the entire community together. So it's another event trying to bring us all together in unity and just to show support to one another and support an event.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Get the folks together, as the Young Blood said, come together. What's the name of that song they did? Young Bloods. Everybody come together. I can't remember. Anyway, the Beatles had a song, Come Together, too. All right, we've got Veterans Day coming up on November 11th, and they have a special Veterans Day celebration coming up. My dad was a vet, World War II vet, 4 years in World War II. Got two distinguished Flying Cross medals, 3 commendations. He was a Navy tail gunner.
Wow, that's
spent
amazing.
4 years in the back of a plane going backwards the entire war. That's what he said. Wow. I said, what was it like? He said, I don't know. I was going backwards for 4 years. I was a tail gunner.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So you could support our veterans. And that is coming up on November 11th, Veterans Day. November 16th. Now, this is a tradition in Racine, the Festival of Trees.
Oh, yeah. So the Festival of Trees, you'll actually be hearing more information about this as time permits. You know, if you're a business and you're looking to sponsor one of the trees, feel free to reach out to us and, you know, come and enjoy this event. This is a good event to bring your family to, also to bring your staff.
All right. Thanksgiving Racine, this happens every year. Meals at Thanksgiving time. And,
oh, yeah.
It's a big event at Festival Hall. I've been there before. Turkey, all the trimmings and everything. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So it's another community event. So what we try to do down at Festival Hall, Rotary Park Memorial Hall, we try to bring the community together, whether it's an event that someone else is putting on or that we're putting on. We want to show unity throughout the community.
Ooh, unity throughout the community. Is that your line?
Oh, just something that came to my mind.
Okay. That's Thanksgiving Racine. The Racine Turkey Trot, November 26th. What's that about?
Oh, yeah. So it's a Thanksgiving feast. That's at Festival Park. Same day as the Thanksgiving dinner, Racine. Thanksgiving Racine. So that'd be part of the same thing in the same day.
Caledonia Conservancy, a holiday wine tasting coming up. What date is that?
Oh, yeah, December 4th. So that'd be December 4th at Festival Hall.
All right, and the Racine Symphony Orchestra will be there. Not to be confused with the Racine Concert Band, which is different. This is the Racine Symphony Orchestra, a Christmas concert on December 4th.
Yeah, so that'd be at a Memorial Hall where you can come and hear some very, very good music.
A couple of years ago, Greg Berg, I think, was the host, the master of ceremonies for that Racine Symphony Orchestra. And it wasn't the Christmas concert. It was another concert. And he couldn't make it. So they said, would you fill in for me? And I said, sure, I'll fill in for you. And at intermission, the band, the orchestra was told, stay on stage. Don't leave when we're intermission. And I invited the woman, Terry, to come up on stage, got down on one knee and proposed to her in front of hundreds of people.
Wow, that's amazing.
It could have been embarrassing if she said no.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get out of that mess? Hundreds of people staring, but she did say yes. And that was 20 years ago.
Wow.
20 years ago.
That's amazing.
She said, you know, I'm down on one knee. Oh, what if she says, no, what am I going to do? How am I going to get up? And yeah, that was right there during the Racine Symphony Orchestra concert 20 years ago. Grinchmas, that's a new one for us.
Oh, yeah. So details are still being worked out on that, but that'll be December 18th through the 19th at Festival Hall.
Let's hear about you. You're new to the show. We've had many people come through here from 5K events.
Yeah.
You're the first, this is your first time here. Raymond Ellison, give a little background on you.
Yeah, so Raymond Ellison, I've previously worked for the Racine Unified School District, did a lot of their advocating there as well, and a lot of mentoring throughout the entire school district. Following that, I went over to work with the city. Their first program that was brought here as a temporary program was Safe and Sound. So I was their community organizer where I was out community in the community with the door knocking. I was getting information just to see where we need to move forward to move Racine forward. Following that, I went over to Racine County. I was their youth engagement coordinator and also community organizer where any first time offender, they can come through a program with me and their record would be wiped clean. So that was a very interesting job for me to where I can make life changing decisions for youth.
You know, Frank James?
Yes.
Good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. He's a good man.
He does the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, he's very him and his wife, Yolanda. We've had him on the air here before.
Oh, yeah. He's a good man.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Racine.
Ah, local yokel. All right.
Oh, yeah.
This is your town. Well, that's great. We're glad to have you here. Good
Thank
talker.
You.
See, the one thing about radio is whenever I have somebody in here, they got to be a good talker.
Yeah.
Because occasionally you'll have a guest. Yes. No. Maybe. And you can't run an interview like that. Well, this is great. 5K events, they are running the show at Rotary Park, Festival Park, Festival Hall, and Memorial Hall. And I'm glad to see you guys are got the contract extended.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. And what a great lineup for this year.
Oh, yeah. There's more to come. We have a lot of different private events as well. So if you guys are looking to host an event down at Memorial Hall, Festival Hall, Rotary Park, feel free to reach out.
Yeah. Nice venue right there. You know what it was before it was Festival Park?
Was it a, I heard it was a skating rink?
It was a car dealership.
Oh, car dealership.
Yeah, Don Hudson. I don't remember it. It was Don Hudson. It was a car dealership on that location.
Wow.
That's a nice location.
On the lake.
Yeah, right there. And then they had the skating rink,
yep.
Which was, it was an ice skating rink. And then the refrigeration just, it was too expensive to maintain.
Yeah.
But that's where that big tent is now where.
Yep.
The thing there. Well, congratulations on coming in. You did a great job, and we'll set you up. You'll be here next month, and we'll talk about more events here because you said they're filling them in all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of to be determined on there.
Oh, so yeah. We're going up into 2028 already, so we'll have more to come.
Thank you. Raymond Ellison, who's Director of Community Engagement at Events for 5K Events at Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, and Rotary Park right here in Racine. That's a real jewel to have in our city.